Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the characteristics and qualities, or you might say the distinctions of the person who is to lead the congregational prayers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked how to determine the most rightful person to lead the congregation. To which he replied, "Verily, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the person who recites the Quran the best should lead them. And if they all recite similarly, then the one who migrated from Mecca to Medina the earliest, and if they all migrated around the same time." So first of all, the first distinction or characteristic of this leader of the congregational prayers is, knowledge of the Quran. The Prophet, he mentions correct pronunciation of the Quran, right? But we can also kind of generalize this and kind of derive a general conclusion from it, that knowledge of the Quran is one of the characteristics of the person who should lead the prayers. If we see that these people are equal in their pronunciation of the Quran, you should see who migrated from Mecca to Medina the earliest, which is, we can kind of, obviously, we can't apply this rule today, but we can kind of, gather a general, a general law from it. The person, who has, migrated for the sake of Allah, more than another person. And the Prophet said, and if all of them migrated around the same time, then the oldest from amongst them, the oldest as far as age is concerned and experience. And if they are all the same age, then the most knowledgeable from among them with regards to the prophetic practice and the laws of jurisprudence. In the end of this hadith, the Prophet said, no one from among you should lead a man in prayer in his own home. Meaning, if you go to somebody's house, right, the owner of the house, the person whose house it is, he should be the one who leads the prayer. And then the Prophet said, nor a man of authority within the sphere of his authority. Right? If you go to somebody's, somebody's office or, somebody's store, and it's namaz time, it's prayer time, right? You should allow that person whose office it is, or whose business it is, or whose store it is, to lead the prayer, right? These are some of the conditions and requirements of the leader of a prayer, in the words of the Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote the following in a letter to his governors, saying, lead them in prayer, praying as the weak one amongst them do in consideration towards them, and do not torment them by performing lengthy prayers. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics and distinctions of the leader of the congregational prayers in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.